Callum Maloney, I guess a lot of people in your district, east side of Manhattan, and outward in around town are interested in what's happening with Syria and the Middle East. I think one of the problems here is that we keep reading things like some of the Syrian opposition to Assad are people who we have put on our most terroristic list. How do we deal with that?
Well, apparently President Obama announced in an interview with Barbara Walters
right.
that he was open to recognizing the opposition, and some other countries already have recognized them, the opposition to the Syrian government. So if that announcement would put Washington's political signature on a once, I guess, disputed band of opposition groups, but which have begun to come together as allies to develop what American officials say is a credible transition plan to govern Syria if Mr. Assad is forced out.
Well, one could only hope, though, Carol Maloney, that we haven't put al-Qaeda into a stronger position once the Syrian opposition prevails.
Well, that's very true. That's very true. There are foreign terrorist organizations over there that are affiliated with al-Qaeda, the so-called Nusrat Front.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly think that the people that are fighting on the ground over there are not people that many of us in America would be comfortable with. But also you could say the same thing about the transition in Libya, Tunisia, and Egypt.
Sure.
We did not know who these people were, and the transitions have taken place. I did visit Tunisia, Libya, and Egypt with Leader Pelosi, and we met with them, the transition leaders there, and we're hopeful for their future. But it's a lot of uncharted ground, and as you said, many of these people. We saw the extremist agenda that was over in Libya, but there are many people also that are working very hard to create a democracy there. So it's a kind of half step, but it's those are the rebels, those are the activists that are there, and the president has made a decision to try to work with them.
Callum Maloney, you are where I am on that one. Let me ask you, Medicare. I'm very concerned about Medicare. Some doctors I know are complaining that the Medicare reimbursement is not enough for what they do. Now, at the same time, we're going to have to find some real savings in Medicare if the president's fiscal cliff objectives are to be sustained. So how do you reconcile those two things?
Well, I agree with President Kennedy. John Kennedy, when he said, when you balance your budget, it cannot be balanced on the backs of the poor. And one of the proposals that is out there is raising the Medicare age, and they want to raise it from 65 to 67. And I think that raising the Medicare age is the world's worst two-for-one deal. It would cost Americans $2 for every one it saves Congress. It would force seniors to wait longer for Medicare, meaning Medicare means taking them out of the most efficient system of medical care and pushing them into wasteful, costly private insurance pools, driving up costs for everyone. So Medicare, what I hear in my district from the doctors, is that the rate at which they are reimbursed is so much lower than what they could charge privately that some of them have taken the unusual step to refuse to take Medicare patients.
Extraordinary. Social Security, I take it, do you think the Congress will say, okay, you got to wait a couple more years for Social Security?
No, I do not. I do not think that Social Security will be touched. I don't believe it. And the one idea that they have there, out there that everyone's talking about is raising the Medicare age. I'm opposed to doing that. They paid into it. They're waiting for it. And some studies are showing that it will actually cost more money. What I'd throw on the table if I were
exactly,
in the room?
Exactly.
I would allow them to negotiate drug prices In the health care bill that we did, they expressly said you couldn't bulk negotiate for lower prices like the Veterans Administration does.
Nuts.
Just doing that could save billions.
Yeah.
I would go after these subsidies that we're giving the oil companies. They're making profits. Why are we subsidizing, in some cases, 40% these oil companies? I would require all corporations retaining profits overseas to repatriate those monies within 1 year or two, or be subject to a 15% annual surcharge, providing billions of dollars over the next 10 years. And we should have a needs test on government payment eligibility on certain programs. Increase co-payments if they're higher income people and they can go do that. Now, the deductions, many Republicans are going after the deductions, but the charitable deduction, I believe, unites this country. Everyone loves their charitable deductions, and making those choices and taking that away would just dry up support for all these important not-for-profits. And they talk about taking away the deduction for a home mortgage. I think that would just kill a housing in America. But there is growing agreement that you shouldn't have it for your second home or your third home or your yacht or your stable, just for the home that you live in. And I think that's important. So there are other ways that you could close it, eliminate the carried interest loophole. Many hedge fund managers pay 15% instead of the regular rates on the income. That would raise money. So there are lots of ways that you could look to closing loopholes and making changes that would raise revenues and help close the gap. But I would say I hope the Congress and the President agree on a balanced budget plan and that we move forward.
We've been talking to our great friend, Carolyn Maloney, a woman I have known for many, many years and who I have immense respect for, particularly her work on credit cards and saving the American people millions, maybe billions of dollars. Carolyn Maloney, it's always
$10 billion in 1 year alone, my friend.
Unbelievable.
By stopping abusive, unfair practices.
You're the best. Carolyn Maloney, talk to you soon. I hope, again, you're always welcome here.
Great, Alan. Great to talk to you. Bye-bye.